In California's Central Valley, thousands of people left homeless by the campfire will be spending Christmas with friends and family, many of them in the city of Chico. In fact, whole congregations are finding places to stay there. KQED's Rachel Miro reports.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
In the last month, First Assembly of God Paradise and its sister church in Chico have blended together. Leaders of both churches run the services, including youth pastor Kyle Smith of Paradise, who's living currently with his family in a 26-foot trailer outside his brother-in-law's house in Chico.
We just didn't know where our help was going to come from. But when I opened up my eyes the next day, all the phone calls we received, the funds that came through, the blessings that came in, I saw rivers in a desert place.
He's referencing the book of Isaiah, scrolling on his phone because his Bible burned in the campfire. The pews in Chico are packed now every Sunday, but Smith says they're all too aware of who's not there or who's about to leave for good.
The first couple weeks, we had more, but people have since had to move and relocate out of state in the Bay Area, different places, just to have somewhere safe to be and stay.
More than $10,000 in gift cards and donations from other churches have rolled in. Donations the Combo Congregation intends to share widely. Will First Assembly Paradise rebuild? That's the hope, Smith says, 2 or 3 years from now.
We don't have plans. We don't have a blueprint. One of these days. We don't know when, but it's coming.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
There's no time limit to the welcome coming from Second Baptist Church, Chico. Pastor Joseph Kiwovele is good friends with Sam Walker, who leads two burned-out Paradise congregations.
I told Pastor Sam, this building is an open building. As long as there is a need of it, it will be open.
Pastor Kiwovele shares a thought common among Chico's faithful. They have an opportunity this holiday season to practice the spiritual values they believe in most dearly in the most practical way possible by taking in congregations made homeless by the campfire.
Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born.
Amen.
For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Chico.